The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
More than prophesying, God wants us to live as prophetic people. We are fulfilling the prophecy. We are fulfilling the prophecy. We are living in a prophetic season. There's a more sure word of prophecy that God wants us to take it to. He said, forever, O Lord.
To tell you on to be a so pepeya, tell you to enter, take a putelian taya, a putelian taya, a putelian taya, and the end to a, and to pay a, and to pay a, and to pay a, your toast.
Questo è Canada dell'Ia, che per terra viene a cara di più di sottotitoli. E quando più coppelle che ne tele, capara più di fede di vitella. E mentre più non fede che tela, camara più di fede, capale fede più di fede. E mentre più non prophecy, più non the prophetella, più non the prophetella, che ne pere più prophetella. And ever calling for Tevina Talaki, living forth the prophecy, living forth the prophecy, living in the prophecy, living the prophecy, men living the prophecy, men whose life is the prophecy, men whose blessing is the prophecy, men who voyage by the prophecy. Amen. The people prophets, Amen. The Kema Totetela, Amen. Kotebele Getela, beyond the one speaking forth of the prophecy, to live and embody the prophecy. To live and embody the prophecy. Oh, much beyond speaking forth the prophecy. To become that which was spoken. That which was spoken. The interpretation of the divine mystery. The interpretation. That kapane ivichutalika. That which is written. That which is written. Revealed in the hearts of the preacher. Written upon men who have heard. Revealed in the hearts of the preacher. Written upon followers. Upon disciples. Bound in the midst of disciples. Bound in the midst of disciples. Oh, even such a company is a delight to the heavens, is a delight to the heavens, is a delight to the throne. Men who have been separated by the prophecy, men who are separated by the prophecy, men who have embraced the prophecy, men whose delight is the prophecy. Oh, men who come kapa, ikun kapa, inkuni kapa, tamiku kapa, ifotamino kapa, koteneta lepetota, efifototiletita, until the totality of life becomes prophecy, becomes prophecy, becomes prophecy, becomes prophecy. Then that which is the vision is realized. Even among such a people, even among such a people, this is the delight of the heavens. This is the glorious pleasure, the pleasure of your God that He seeks among men.
Father, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. We receive those words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we are a people who are chosen to be guided by the word of the Lord. Some people perceive us as people who are just bringing some things from our mind. They thought we were following our own self-generated idea. Something just came to your mind. You are just doing it. The Bible says those men, they spoke as they were being moved by the Spirit of the Lord. This dimension of the Spirit, you understand, is not something that people outside of the church are privy to. So when we take steps, when we do things, they just feel we are just cooking it up in our head. Yet, where we are going is clearly revealed in the Word of God. We are not a people without a clear destination. The path to glory is clearly defined in the Word of God. And the Bible talks about the document of glory. You understand that we bring us to the place of glory to guide us. That's why God gave us those words. Hallelujah. So you're going to see a lot of prophecies scattered in the Bible. So God will tell you this is the end point and this is how you will get to that place. And you see, God will not leave himself without a witness. Everything he says, you understand, there are men who have been through the same thing and they have entered into the fullness of God's blessing for their life. The Bible says they have the commendation of heaven. So by faith, they step into the order of God and into the fullness of God's plan for their life. I want you to make up your mind today that your life will be governed by the truth of God's word, and you will choose to be guided by his word. Everything that Jesus Christ did was just following the scripture, according to the scripture, according to the scripture. He said, don't you know that all of these things should happen that I might enter into? There's something God wants you to enter into, and there's something that precedes entering into that thing. That is the doorway to where you are going. Such way you can be guided by prophecy. So when you are going through those things, you understand, you have peace in your mind. You know where you are going, even when others are trying to pity you, because they are men of immature perception. They don't understand the same thing that you understand. You already have inside information, and it is a choice that you make to be guided by his word. And that is one of the things God will want us to highlight in this meeting. You understand? It's a personal decision. When no one is seeing you, when no one knows, you choose to follow the order of God. You choose to follow the values of the kingdom. You choose to follow the way that others cause heresy. You choose to follow the path of righteousness. You choose to follow the standard of God. You choose to follow the principle of the kingdom of God. And we begin to say, why are you doing things differently? You understand? It's your choice. Either you are in the dark or you are in the light. That is the way you have chosen to live your life. That's why we said we are prophetic people. Jesus have not just come to prophesy. He had come to do. He said, I am come to do thy will, O God, as it is written of me. So don't you know it is of necessity that the Son of Man should go through all this, that might enter. Most times we want the glory. We want to enter into, but we are scared off the track because we are not prophetic people. But when you are a prophetic person, glory to God, you see that you are living your life, you understand, in alignment with the truth of God's word. And the end, you understand, have been clearly defined by God. God has settled everything. In Christ, 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. All these farabale go se nkan to luwa so, then you have the result. Make a choice in your mind. Make up your mind today. Choose to follow the way of the Lord. Choose to follow the way of the Lord. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way. If others are conducting their own, you know, relationship, their marriage, their courtship in their own way, choose to follow the way of the Lord. You are learning obedience. It's part of learning in preparation for that prepared place that God is taking you to. Because the disobedient will not be able to stand before him. The rebellious cannot stand before him. Those who have put everything into it to do the will of God, those who are ready to put up with every other thing so that they can stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, they are the ones that can stand before Him unashamedly. And I pray that God will make you to be part of that number. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We like to sing this song. You understand? I choose the way of the Lord. You understand? I choose the way of the Lord. He said, you see, choir practice. I remember many years back, we were having a prophetic meeting. And because people have to be familiar with some songs, so some materials were given to pastors that were invited and some of the brethren so that they can see those things. You know, I remember one pastor said, Emini say, Compartis landlord. You understand? But God has different way of ministering to people. You understand? You're not coming for choir practice. You understand? But this is the ministration of the Spirit. You are making a commitment in your heart. I choose the way of the Lord. If others are defiling their bed, I will not. If I come under prayer, you know, there are situations where people will tell you that, well, you've been 30-something years of age, or you have been 40-something years of age, you have been waiting for the right brother to come. And the family members of that brother said, well, if the lady is not pregnant, we are not going to fix wedding date. No, we're not going to fix wedding dates. Yet the Bible says marriage is honorable. So you have to keep your bed undefiled. We are full producers of His resurrection power. We are the testimonial that Jesus died and resurrected. And now He lives in us. My Lord Jashel, don't be a false witness. Be a true witness. You are here on a commission. You are here on a mandate. Go and show them my many-sided wisdom. Go and show them what commitment and obedience is all about. I said, this one had gone. He said, no. I keep my bed on the fire. I stand my ground. One day Jesus is going to come and is going to be glorified in His saints. He knows how much we are putting into heat to make Him known to the world. You are not misrepresenting Him. You are not discrediting Him. You are not a betrayer. You are not a sellout. There's no price any man can put down, you understand, that will make you to give away your Christ. Jesus seems to be saying, check them out, they are mine. He said, check Job out, they are mine. He's not going to come until he has that reasonable number that he can call his own. God is a wise entrepreneur. He has sown much. He's not going to come to reap little. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 That's why you see that everything that is happening all around us today, that will pass the test. And when you go through it and you pass that test, the Bible says the genuineness of your faith will be proved. Glory to God. If you're a bad specimen, you don't want to go through tests. You don't want to go through tests. If you have been messing around as a man or a lady and say in your office, they say, go and do HIV test, you'll be running around. But if you are sure, you know, come sun, come rain, it doesn't matter when it comes, check it out. Check it out. Check it out. It's a new day for us. It's a new beginning for the church. I choose the way of the Lord, not the way of the world. I choose the way of the Lord. People go to church today. You understand? And the reason why they are going to church is so that they can have contracts. And they are pursuing one contract. When we are pursuing eternal life, they are pursuing contract for 5 years. And at the verge of receiving the contract, the devil will just, I can't forget this one. No, I'm saying this so that you know that Isha Shikolara. In the light of what God is showing us, when we know that He's coming back, you better hasten the process. And they now give you the offer. They said, well, you want the contract? How much is the contract? I've witnessed it before. A brother pursuing a contract, running around everywhere. You know why people need Aladura? Because on that one contract, there are more than 5,000 people on the contract. There are people that just wake up from Babalawo House for the past 7 days to go to go and do presentation. So that's why when people come to church today, they also want take home. What is the difference? Somebody said, I anointed my tongue. Thank you, Lord. And yes. So they look, when you are, if you are preaching the word of eternal life, now you know that it is this contract. How is it that we can redirect the mind of men to start seeking God? He said, seek me and live. How is it that we will stop seeking other things which happen to be the reason for our downfall, the reason for our defilement? It is our lust. Our lust is the foundation for our corruption. What we love more than God is the foundation. You see, it's a breeding ground for demonic activities. You may think you are strong, but you are weak. Those things, the devil wants to bring defilement to our life so that he can weaken our willpower. And when he weakens your willpower, you are only obedient, you are not willing. And he knows how to catch up with you every time you sit down under the oak tree, because you are tired of this God. But it's a choice, it's a life commitment that we have made. I choose the way of the Lord. And some of us have seen millions of naira. You understand? Get out of our hand like that. Contract that worth millions. So they said to the brother, they said, well, how much is it? He said, well, we're going to do it for about 20 million. He said, okay, 20 million. 20 million will be okay. So 20 million will be okay. Okay. So write 50 million. He said, but it's 20 million. 20 million will be okay. That 20 million, you will make your own gain, you will make everything. He said, yes, sir. That's okay, I'll be happy. 20 million, your home. Write 50. If you are not ready for the job, there are people waiting on the waiting list. In fact, those people are praying that you fail, that you throw it. And before you know it, about 30 million was released, and they went to the bank with him. They said, you take 10. Out of the 20 million, you have made your gain now. Follow the protocol. They have 30 million. They are not doing the job. They are not buying any materials. They are sharing from the 20 hem. I say, okay now. Don't you know that through many tribulation we shall enter? This is not the time for you to brush your swimming skill, because we have to dive in the ocean of life to swim to your destination. But you must also learn to master the lawlessness that is on the inside of you. Because it is only when you swim, you follow the prescribed order, you follow the rules, it is then that your words can be acceptable unto God. He said, there is no one that is crowned unless he follow the prescribed order. No, if you are a goalkeeper, you understand, or you are playing nine, so So the moment somebody just head the ball to you like you carry with your hand, walk it to the other, you understand? Move on. Boom! And come to the middle and come and put the ball down. Maybe you have scored. You'll be the only one dancing. Because you are not playing volleyball. And it's not basketball. Following the rules. That's why God has to deal with lawlessness in our life. Because we are believers does not mean we are not lawless. God wants to strip us of all this lawless nature and choose the way of the Lord. I'm trying to set a standard, lift up that. He said, you have heard, but now I say unto you. No, church becomes so boring when clear standards are not being lifted. And one of the undoing of the church today is that we don't, you know, we give people alternative ways. We preach relative truth. Even when the word of God is absolute, they call it the age of relativism. So, you see, when clear standard is not lifted, people will conform to anything that is available. That's why our children today, most of them don't have direction. Because we have raised for standard. Babake. So they want to be babake. In the ministry, there's no standard. If everybody wants somebody, we open the door for him. He's fascinated to ministry because he saw bodyguards. And he saw the lineup of Pajero. I saw every other thing. It is then that you are making it in ministry. That's the standard. So they conform to anything that we present to them. But this is the age. In the prophetic age, God is lifting up a clear standard. Jesus said, you may want to come, but you cannot just come. Glory to God. If any man will come after me, he must deny himself, pick up his cross, and do what? But today we are the ones giving God condition. We are the ones that will write out our condition of service. Lord, you know my salary before you called me. I need a house. We follow God with terms and condition. And God is the one who will tell you, these are my terms and condition. Toba tell Lorun. It's not, you know, when God lay people off like that, they will go and build their own city. And there are many cities built today like that. Ministers, prophets that have been laid off from the servant, they cannot meet up with God's condition. And they are not ready to humble themselves, you understand, to meet up with the standard of God. Everybody have something that is pursuing. You understand, we want to meet up with the standard of the world. Listen to me. We've allowed the world to set standards for us. Yet we are supposed to be the pace setter. The world is supposed to live by the wisdom of God that is finding expression through us. We are to give expression to the true reality of heaven on earth. That's why every time you remember, say, my Father who art in heaven, it makes you to remember that it's not just something that is literal and something that is just of this mundane world, this universe. So the standard of God is higher than all of those things. It's higher than all of those things. But I seek to walk according to the standard of God for my life. In our generation, we need men and women who are following the clear standard of the Word of God. When we meet them, something will be activated in us. There are some people that are going to avoid them like a plague because their spirits are not the same. He said they know their own. Their own listed to them. But we are of God. And those who want to grow in grace, they listen to us. Those who want to grow in grace, you understand, I say, kind of connection in the spirit. I say, that is it. That is what my spirit is yearning for. That is what God has been saying to me. So we are not looking for followers online. We are not looking for followers on Instagram. We are not called to preach a trending message. We are not trending ministers. We are here to serve the purpose of God. We are here to serve the purpose of God. And those who want to do the will of God, they listen to us. You cannot be loved by the world that hated your master. And when you claim you are proclaiming the truth of the kingdom and you still want to be loved by the same, expect it, be ready for it. You can handle it. You can go through it. It is what you are not prepared for. You understand? That's when the devil catch you unaware. He said, in this world, you will face tribulation. You will face challenges. Don't bow your neck, you understand, to the slavish bonds of this world. Don't walk in those. You see, the yoke of servitude is what God wants to really break in our life. We must not remain enslaved to our flesh. We must not remain enslaved to the world, to the system of the world. No! We are operating with a different spirit. We will not bow to prayer. If you will not bow, you were not born. Listen, you are not called, you understand, to be popular. You are called to be hated by all men. Truthful men don't have many friends. Those who fear the Lord, their company is not big. But don't forget that the companion of fools shall be destroyed. You must recognize the consecration of our calling. You choose to follow him. It's a choice. That is the life I choose to live. That is the life I choose to live. I don't want. If you don't know how to shut down the gate of hell in your life, the devil will shut you down. He will round you up. But God wants us to develop capacity so that we can break all this satanic containment and give expression to the true reality of Christ in our life. Because the testimony of Christ must go everywhere before the end comes. We must see this lie being proved and tested in our life. It is true. Let the devil say that. Here you are. We go to lotion on you. We go to lotion on you. Sorry. Just here. The devil will not have any option. The devil will not have any option. I choose the way of the Lord. This may just be a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom to someone today, just to encourage you. Choose the way of the Lord. Because one day, if you try to cut corner, you are going to face him one day when every other thing will be laid bare, when all the elements of the world, you understand, will be flattened out. When those things are destroyed, the structure. You know, if you want to know what is inside of a house, remove all the pillars. When those things come down, the house will come down. Then God says, I remember in our hometown in those days, one man who happened to be a ritualist, but he's also a philanthropist. God is not nice. God is good. Because you are nice, does not mean you are not cruel. Evil people, you understand, are nice. They are nice people. That's why we need to walk by prophetic discernment. Because there is a dangerous trend in our generation now. This spirit of philanthropism. You understand? Everybody feels that they can use their donation to bribe God. And is entering to the mind of the society gradually. University. And this guy, as he's sponsoring them in university, he's also using them for rituals. There are people who believe in the philosophy that we use life to fix life. If the spare part of your car got damaged, is it another spare part they will use? If you make mistake of abandoning one of your electronics, you understand, with a repairer, you're going to be in trouble one day. Because by the time you come back, he will fix this one from your, he will to fix this one. He will use one to fix this one. He said, there are some people, by the time they leave that place, they will not return back the same way they have gone there. You want to follow me. He goes, a guy called the test there. You know, one guy is play smart. That is, you know, there are people that they are just so clever, they don't know anything about the job. You understand? They will use one thing to test another thing to see that that is the problem. If you enter into the hand of people I fear in my life, lawyer, doctors, mechanic. Ah! If the doctor say, kidney in your mouth, I'll see Indian. Wait till you know, black market. They'll be calling Lagos in your side like this. Well, so, Chamomi send the Alateco. He said, no, Majuala Rola. And when it is 10 o'clock in the morning, you are still seeing him in town. And when it's around 4 o'clock, what they are used to fix the car is inside the car, not, there's nothing wrong with it. May you not fall into the hands of those people who will use your life to repair another life. But they feel well, they don't feel condemned. Why? Because they have used somebody's life too to fix your own. So when it comes to your tongue, my japa, my solemn, glory to God. That is what is being obtained in the world. He said, blessed are your ears that hear these things. Blessed are your eyes that see these things. Glory to God. There are people who are not privileged to understand some of the things God is making us to understand today. They are blind. They are living in darkness. He said, such men, he said, they stumble and they know it not what made them to stumble. Because they are walking, they are full of darkness and they are walking in darkness. They don't even know the difference between light and darkness any longer. May the Lord have mercy on this generation. I say, may the Lord have mercy on this generation. I choose the way of the Lord. When the elements of this world are being dissolved, the house will come down. I said that was the time we now knew that in the inner room somewhere, there's somebody with calabash on his head. And yet, he has sponsored so many students in university. He's doing good work the society recognizes. The secret of your success will be revealed on that day. There is nothing that is hidden that shall not be made manifest. Because we are come before the light. He said, whatsoever thing that God made manifest is light. You have advantage today. Take advantage of the light you have. As you receive the light, walk in the light so that you may become sons of light. You know that song? You are Lagosians. Or I'm a local man. It's just that the word of God is universal. I just love being down to heart. Because we are not going to leave this place with deep grammar. We are going to leave this place with understanding. When those things are revealed and the house collapses, he said to that woman Jezebel, he said, nakedness shall be exposed unto all men. People will now say, You won't hear anything, you are Israeli Lenu. Where will you hide on that day? It takes a lot to live for God in this age of compromise, standing your ground for God. You understand? It takes you paying a high price. But when you know what is ahead of you, you will know that the price, what the price. The devil wants us to become unsettled. That's why he's throwing so many banana at us. He comes and says, in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, he said the resurrection is past. And for look at them. He said, they were okay. Tell Masha. He said, I say this to your shame. Many of you don't have the knowledge of God. It shows there is something the knowledge of God will do in your life. It will fortify your heart. But why are people running away from the knowledge of God? Every pastor that wants to build a church today is wanting to use Tongba to build a church. He wants to do something that will, you know, raise the emotion of the people. We are more of crowd-centered ministers than people that are interested in individual destiny. apostolic people are not like that. It's a warning every man, teaching every man, that we may present every man. The passion of Jesus is not for the crowd. The passion of Jesus is for every individual that come across him. That's why he will not need a crowd to preach. He sat down with a woman by the side of the well. I want you to know that Jesus is more interested in you. You must become person-centered, not crowd-centered. Most times, your anointing don't flow when there's no crowd. Such art must be deactivated. You must do away with that. It's time for you to renew your passion for Jesus. He said, Noah, I'm going to be called preacher of righteousness. What is the address of his church? Does he have congregation? Preacher of what? We don't have preacher of righteousness now. What we have is preacher of prosperity. Preacher of wealth. I saw one guy recently, I wept in my heart. The father and the Lord lie on the bed where they put money, and he's rolling from one side of the bed to the other. Then his son in the Lord brought out another money. He said, on your birthday, sir, your life has been a blessing. I said, is that the blessing? I came to you with slippers, but now I have crowd following me. I say, Lord, when people are undiscerning, they enter into the trap of the devil. It is so clear, these are the marks of occultism. You see, Babalawo, don't stay in shrine again. Shrine is not popular. The okpele can be inside the pocket. You understand? Just put your tie. Read Kenneth Copeland book. Read every other one. Glory to God. One thing they cannot read and they cannot learn is Christ. If you don't have the Son, you cannot preach the message of the Son. One of the things you will not hear them talk about is the Son. His sonship. Is this eternal life? Is this thing that the Holy Ghost have come to give us understanding of? They can't have such understanding. Paul said in Galatians 1, when he pleased God, that might do what? It's time to preach him. He said, we preach not ourselves. Because the best any man can do for another man is to take another man to the realm of natural humanity. It takes Christ to bring us to the realm of the divinity. And that's why we preach Christ. That truth must not be compromised. That truth must not be compromised. I choose the way of the Lord. Paul fought with everything inside of him. He said, we do not give in at any point that the truth of Christ will remain with you. Because if that thing is compromised, there's trouble. There's trouble. One man shared testimony when I went to Dubai in one of the churches, you know. They do their services on Friday. And said, oh, he said, he has repented. He said, but the kind of business he used to do is that, you know, he and all of his friends, you understand, they will go to China. They will go and make those, you know, what do you call that thing when you want to induce someone, you understand? They water, is it water? No. This water in the bag. Drip, okay. He said, now, when they go there, he said, they will make half that is original. And half that is just ordinary water. And they will go and supply it. He said, but God have dealt with him. I said, you should go to prison. Can you just imagine when the doctor is treating a patient and place him on drip and come back and say, what is it? A change. It will soon get better. It will soon get better. That is what happens when the truth of God's word is adulterated. We want functionality. You understand? But we are not talking about the heart. The structure that must be in place to receive it. Nigerians want cashless policy. No infrastructure to support it. Send money, you want to buy something somewhere. You say, I've sent it. Say, ah, real? Wait. I wait 2 hours. Hello, first of all. And I say, you should believe me. And I say, I can't believe you. Believe what? And after 2 hours, you buy Coke, you buy everything, buy Gala, buy everything. After you are finished, The church that don't have the infrastructure to support the kind of functionality that we demand. And very easy for us to go everywhere and say, Christian on the other side. What are these Christians turning to? Do we have apostles that are building these prophetic patterns into people's lives? We are the ministries of the master builders. Wise master builders. And you see that those things we have ignored before, they are the things that are rubbing our face on the floor now. Where are those apostolic foundations? Most times we need to go back to the foundation. Back to the basics. He said, when the foundation is destroyed, what will a righteous man do? Back to the basics. Then some of the people we think they are high up there, they don't have this foundation of the love of God. Some of them don't even have true or genuine conversion. You are talking about people who got born again in their dream. That God appeared to them. He said, Mommy, let me say what's up. They say, yes, sir. You are talking about people who got born again, who meant that God born again in labor war, in labor room. I said, no, in the church. Sometimes I said, everybody should come. What's your conversion experience? What's your salvation experience? Do we hear things? In that really labor room, when the baby refused to come, 2 days like this, they say it's not coming. Jesus! And when you come, wale. He won in my sin. Titi ayemi. Conversion on here. Is that one according to the scripture? You see, a man of God go to the field to preach. He will not preach salvation message. He will not preach Christ. He will not preach anything. I was in Port Harcourt 3 days ago. One of my sons that is working with oil company, he told me that they don't want to promote him. And I said, Ronnie, I said, go. He knocked it down. And the next day I come, he said, Daddy. He says, Daddy. He said, yes. Daddy. He says, yes. Daddy. He says, Oti Shele. He said, Shele. He really Shele. He said, Oga, Mr. Kuo, want to be Mr. Ayer. But when it comes, and after you are done, evangelist, wasting money on crusade ground, wasting God's resources. There is a lot of wastage in the kingdom. After you have said all of those jargons, he will now come. He says, so if you want to be born again, before I can't pity, run to this place. I guess, Then they now call him one day, are you saved? No message. What did he believe? What message did he believe? Listen. The person who is preaching, is he saved? If you have never been to Calvary, you cannot bring others to that place. If you don't have that baptism, you cannot replicate it. What we have is false altar and fake baptism.
Akalina Akuvrivianate Ififlupatina Ilina Tia 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 Tia. I will tear it down.
I will tear it down. I will tear it down, for it will no longer continue. For it will no longer continue. For no more will thieves and robbers be in charge of my garden. For I am taking over my garden. I am raising my own voice. I am raising my own servant. I am raising them. I am raising them. I am giving them authority. I am giving them authority even to cut down, even to bring down, even to root even trees that my Father has not planted. For there are trees that my Father has not planted. There are fruit that is not according to the tree of my Father. I am raising messenger. I am sending messenger. And they will cut it down. For it will no longer continue. Falsehood will no longer continue. Falsehood and deception. For I must gather everything together. For I must gather everything together. For hearts must call out to me. For hearts must enter into my kingdom. For there is a door. For there is a door that is open for people to enter. But lo, deception will not allow them to come in. Lies will not bring them in. And so, lies will no longer continue by the operation of my servant that I empower in this season. That I empowered in this season. That many may find entrance. That many may find entrance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Entrance. Entrance. Thank you, Jesus. Strive to enter. Strive to enter. Strive to enter. Fight for your soul. Fight for your soul. Fight for your soul. Fight that your soul will be saved. Fight that your soul will be saved. Fight. Let no man blind you. Let no man cast blindness upon your eyes. Let no man cast blindness upon your eyes. Oh, for there are veils. 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 But entrance should be your portion. Entrance is your portion. Is your portion. Is an allocation for you to enter. Then fight for your life. Fight for your life. Fight for your life. Fight for your life. For you will not be able to blame any man. For you will not be able to blame any man. For you will not be able to blame any man because we have sent our light. And our light will be abundant. Our light will be abundant in this season. Make choice to stay with the camp of light. Oh, fight. Fight. Fight to be associated with the camp of light. That your eyes may see light.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Fight for your life. Thank you for a warring spirit. Thank you, Lord. God, we are taking our destiny into our hands. We are taking responsibility over our destiny. And we are giving the devil a fight of his life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you. In Jesus' name. You must be a fighter, a warrior. Every inch of obedience is a product of a prayer battle. He prayed and it was hard. He fought in the spirit. Fought in the spirit. Is the fight of life. That kind of prayer is not the prayer where you're just looking for one thing or the other. Just asking that the will of God be done. Jesus did not suffer because he wants to suffer. He suffered because he wants to do the will of God. And in the days of his flesh, what did he suffer? You never hear that Jesus fell sick one day, so malaria knocked him down. He prayed. That is what he suffered. He prayed with honest commitment to the will of God, not with a divided mind. The Bible says it was hard in that he feared. Most times some of us don't fear, you know, just like Paul, he said, I beat my body and I put it under. So that after I preach to others, I myself, 1 Thessalonians says, I cannot stand being asked to step aside. The reality of the kingdom of God, you understand, is to create that kind of holy fear in us. So that you can tremble at the word of the Lord. In that he feared. It was hard. It wasn't the volume of his prayer, but the heart behind the prayer. When last do you pray? You see, when you cannot pay your house rent and your landlord gave you a quit notice, 7 days quit notice, the next place you'll be taken off is to go to the mountain. This rent. When last are you serious about the salvation of your soul? That you can say to God, hey, I don't want to suffer the loss of my reward. I want my soul to be saved. On the account of this, I must not go to hell. He said, we are not of those that fall into perdition, but those that believe to the saving. Because that's the end of your faith. Salvation of your soul. What shall it profit a man that gains the whole world? I used to tell people, see, you can't gain the whole world. Aye, lo ma jeri e. Oh, le jeri aye. When they look at someone and say, oh, Nigeri, they know what they are talking about. A certificate, you have everything, all the money, you have everything. You will live there, you don't know the person that is spending it. And yes, somebody have made provision for your soul. Because some people have thought that it's just only Shibikinti Kuni, Moti Kuna Niye. Ah, it's the body that died. That's why I think those people that commit suicide, they want to make it fast. So they will not be answerable to anything. There's no way you think about these things. God wants us to search for the stakes of our heart. We must not be people of limited perception. Because there's a limitless life ahead of us. Glory to God. We must be a people of foresight. Foresight means understanding the condition of the future. Bible says the sons of Isaac have the understanding of the time. So they know what is there. So you should know what you should be doing now. That's why God is not putting us in the dark as touching our past, our present, and our future. So as we wait for the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, what we should be doing, the book of Titus 2 is not keeping us in the dark. So it's not putting you in the dark as touching your past. The spirit of grace that bringeth salvation. You are saved to be here. Now what should we be doing now? Training in righteousness. That is the purpose of the word of God. He said, rebuke them sharply so that they can do what? They can what? Be sound in faith. We don't have sound believers today. Why? Because it is dancing. We are using dancing. You see, when I hear the amount of money they are giving as an honorarium to those that come to entertain them, some of them I think as much as 500,000. Just to come in the church. To come and entertain them for 30 minutes. I said, when has church turned to an entertainment center? Jojo la refun Jesus, Jojo la refun Jesus. Look, we just want to satisfy the over bloated infants. We are doing all of those tricks to retain them in church. And you want them to have the fear of God. One day, they will kidnap the pastor. You are claiming that they don't have respect for holy things. They will die. Take them, go and put that money in bank. He will tell you, I'm robber, attack him. Do you teach them the love of the Lord? They don't have, people don't have the fear of God. Who don't have the circumcision of the heart.
Estin. For Christ is calling, is crying, Estin. For the Father of the walk is coming. For the Father of the walk is coming. Is coming. Who will abide His presence? Who will abide the day of His coming? Who will abide the day of His coming? For He is coming, and He will come, and He will come, and He will come, and He will come, and He will come. Take things away. Do away with things. Do away with things that corrupt. Do away with things that corrupt. For allow Christ to finish His work. Allow Christ to have entrance. Allow Christ to finish His work. To prepare the work. To prepare you for the work. To prepare you for the work. For the owner is coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He will not tarry anymore. He will not tarry anymore. Every man has set fat on the work of the Father. On the work of the Father. But no more will this continue. No more will this continue. The owner of the work is coming. Let Christ purge you of these things. Let Christ purge you of these things. Let Christ purge you of these things. Oh, who is evil but my servants? Who is wicked but my ministers? But no longer. Estin, for judgment calls. Judgment calls. Judgment is about to sit. And every man's walk will be tried by fire. Let this fear and this dread be in you. For the honor of the work cometh. He's at the door.
Lord, we will visit your church again. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You have made your church by the instrumentality of the truth to be a doorway to everlasting life. Lord, the purposes of God for His church will no longer be twisted nor perverted. Lord, you are turning down the tables of the money changers. Lord, you are throwing those shoplifters, you are throwing them out of the church. Religious mercenaries and gospel merchants are getting out of the way. You said, for my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer unto all nations. Lord, let it be what you want it to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about the fear of God. God bringing back His fear to the church. His holy fear. Holy fear. Holy fear. Holy fear. He said, because there is forgiveness with him, therefore we fear him. We've received so much from God, so we fear him. It's holy fear. We don't want to hurt him. We don't want to walk against his will. That is different from negative fear. Paul said, I'm not writing this letter to you to scare you or make you to have that kind of, but a kind of godly sorrow that will bring you to a place of godly repentance. That will make you to think about it. If someone has been so good to you, if someone has invested so much into your life, you don't want to hurt that person. If someone has offered you life and eternity, listen, you will not want to hurt that person. And that is what God is restoring back to his church. Not negative fear. The Bible says we do not have a spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of sonship, whereby we cry, Abba! In other words, let your will be done. We delight to do your will. We are ready for you. We are happy doing your will. We have submitted ourselves to the will of God. We are subjects of your kingdom. You are the King and the Lord over the affairs of our life. We will not betray you. We will not deny you at your back. Because the spirit of betrayal is in the church. You know what Judas said? Call it the spirit of Judas. He said, what will you give me that I will hand him over? Because if the devil offers us some things today, we'll forget about Christ. But you have that kind of care and concern for the saving of your soul. That is what will motivate you to pray in this season, so that you begin to take responsibility over your life and over your destiny. It's not enough for you to have good intention. Jesus had good intention. What did he pray? This is the season of prophetic prayer. This is the season where you've got to generate life. Glory to God, in the place of prayer, to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Hallelujah. So when you see the word of God, you handle with fear and trembling. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, 6. Thank you, Jesus. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved. Yeah. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned, he raised that standard in his generation, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. I'm just using that word. By faith, Noah moved with fear of things God had forewarned him about. The Bible says the world of that generation, they were caught unaware. As God is exposing us to those future realities, those inevitable realities of God, something that cannot be avoided, something that is sure and certain. Not God not giving us time, God not giving us date, but he said, we are sons of light are not sons of darkness. Therefore, the day must not come upon us unaware. Because in the days of Noah, it came upon them unaware. He preached for 120 years or thereabout, and they were not listening to him. Until the day when Noah entered and God shut him in, and they were caught unaware. God do not want us to be caught unaware. We are not sons of darkness. We are sons of light. We are putting on the deeds of the day. We are living in such a critical time now that we cannot afford to be playing around with the issue of our destiny. He said, walk circumspectly, not as fools, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Be not unwise, knowing what the will of God is. Say, our salvation is more nearer than the first time that we believe. The night is fast spent, the day is near. See, prophetic word is not just to excite us, but is to spur us and make us set for action. Glory to God. Is to produce in us this kind of moral sanctity, make us to be sane, sober-minded, be well-focused in life. Is to produce fruit of holiness in us. Glory to God. He said, knowing all of these things, what manner of man ought you to be? In all holiness. Listen to me. He said, those who have this hope in themselves, 1 John 3, the Bible says, they purify themselves. Glory to God. So it's to give, make, you know, it's to ascertain the reality of our hope that is coming, and we are looking forward to it. God wants us to be a people looking for something. Abraham was looking for something. You know where the scoffers missed it? They said, since the days of our fathers, we have been they deliberately forgot. Glory to God. Then what is it that our father gets for it? The Bible says, yeah, those men died in faith. Even though they did not receive, Jesus did not come in the time of Abraham. Glory to God. Yet they died in faith. These are people who have tasted Christ, the righteousness of Christ. Glory to God. Who have lived an exemplary life in their generation. A life that is totally and radically committed to the will and the purpose of God. They are world changers. They change the systems of the world. They are here to set up a new kingdom. Glory to God. A new standard. So we have references in the Bible. And we have people who have gone ahead of us. Men who are moved with fear. Let me just sum it up here. Glory to God. When God speaks to you in the quietness of your heart and nobody knows, do you follow the word of God with meekness? Do you grasp the word of God with meekness? The Bible says with meekness, grasp the engrafted word. Or you are arguing with the word of God. Do you practice the word of God when you are in church, and when you are outside of church you do another thing? Do you obey only in the presence of the pastor or when the pastor is not present? Paul, writing to Philippian church, he said, I know that you don't just obey in my presence. Even when I'm not there, you still continue in obedience. Glory to God. And you know what the word obedience means there? Die to self. That is what the children of disobedience will not do. Self-denial. To say no to your flesh. No to the world. Stand there on the cross because you are just a living sacrifice. You can detach your hand from the cross and walk away. He said, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. You are not trying to play smart on God anymore. You are saying, Lord, I am now settled for your will for my life. The presence of God only works with settled people. Those who are moved with fear when they are forewarned of this. Let's read one more scripture. Then we close for this morning. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Glory to God. We'll pick it up from there in the evening by God's grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8 to 11. For we know, he said, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Glory to God. Then you are going to see that this is more than fear of death. Glory to God. Because what I've driven so many people to the church today is the fear of death. I remember a pastor gave out a flyer some time ago. He said, those people who are executive of a particular state, you understand? He said he had a kind of revelation that they're going to have accident and something is going to happen. We want special prayer for them. I said, I tell you, those guys, everyone, all the handicapped, who want to die. Arrange prayer meeting that people should not die. Will not die. See how they're going to come. And yet, we are not called to pursue long life. We are called to pursue good life. So we are not encouraging people to pursue righteousness, holiness. And this is what God is motivating. This is our eternal labor. This is what God is calling. This is the result. This is the fruit of this kind of a meeting. So that you can be more diligent to add to your faith. Because you will need spiritual stamina to be able to withstand the assault of the enemy. He said, for after you have done the will of God, he said, what you need is endurance. What you need is what? What you need is what? But most time we thought to ourselves, what we need is money. I have done the will of God. I have obeyed my calling. I need money. I need endurance. You know, it's very difficult for me to communicate that to you. Somebody that needed money badly want to run a program. In those days, we go, you know, we're going to borrow money to do meetings. We tell the printer, we can do the printer, say, how many copies? And he said, deposit me. Nothing. We just trust God. You understand? Then you want to now tell that person what he needs is endurance, not money. You know, it's very difficult for me to communicate that to some people and let them know that what they need is patience. That what you need is self-control, it's not money. Because if you have money now, your indisciplined lifestyle is what will destroy you. And God knows what He's doing. That is why it's very difficult for us to be able to communicate some of those things to those people. But when you come to assembly like this, that is where we help you to define the hunger of your soul. Because you don't know what brought you here. You will think it is money you want. You understand? He said, give me money. He said, but silver and gold we don't have. Institutionalized church today have silver and gold, but they don't have Christ. They don't have something they can give to their generation. But they know that what you need is Christ, not silver and gold. When Christ comes into your life, you'll be on your feet and you will be aglow for God. Glory to God. We help people to define their true needs. You know, I know our daddy in the house, you understand, have been doing a lot of counseling when you went to pastoral work. I said, meet first timers. I said, hello. So what's going on? What do you have a prayer point? Yati Jemi no yoro, Oloko, Yati Jemi. Since you already know what you want to do, why did you come? You went to a repair and said, no, it is that one you should remove. They said, no, there's nothing wrong with that thing. It is the inner one. Take your thing and go. Since you already know what to do, go and buy equipment and do it yourself. Before you know it, if you're emotional. Seven days prayer and fasting. Let us meet 6 o'clock in the morning. Ogun e ma se. Ase wole lo Olorun ma se. Somebody to be on my way, Julian. Yes, now. You now want a husband by luck. And we even try to connect people. Wrong wire alone, connect Mora. Why Jejolo do alone? God has a way of working these things out by himself. We are not trying to help God. Because in prayer, I said, sister, greed, oh, and why? A God of land, contentment. Make sure you must not miss Bible studies. That's how. Giving special. And somebody gave you special water. And you are giving him special scripture. To meditate. And you said, you now ask him, so you know, what are you adjusting your life? This is what you need now. Those guys said, we are in need of nothing. Let me surprise you today. Somebody say, let me shock you. Most of the people that come to church don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they even need. They don't know what their needs are. But we help them to define their true needs. God have not brought them to the pastor so that the pastor can use them as a platform for self, you know, elevation and self-promotion. I say, oh, commissioner, this is the member of my church. God have brought them to shape their life, to restructure their life, to refabricate them, to sanitize the house, to reconvert the house to the house of God. It has once been the house of the devil. Understand? Break down some structures. Make it fit into the pattern of heaven. That was what the prophet did for that leopard. The other guy thought, this is money. And that's why we do special programs today for special people, special class of people. Ipade loba loba, Olorun ran mi sawon loba loba. Awon executive government, you now feel that God has brought them to you so that you can use them as a platform for your own self advancement, to boost your status. You have not, see, if you fall into the hand of a wrong man of God, they will take advantage of your hunger. Look at a man that has just been healed of leprosy. He brought out anything. He very well anything again. Everything just ready for anything. And when we were in the school of the ministry in those days, some of the old school of the ministry, thank God we have been taught by the Lord. One of the teachings then was how to catch big fishes. How to catch big fishes. I said, ha. Oh, you came here alone, my grimy, your ticket must be, ha. Tiburu, why are you going to come out big fishes? I said, but your spirit is grieved. He says, which fish is big? Which one is small? Are you here to catch fishes that are big so that you can now use them to slaughter them? I called one of my sons. I just told him, I said, no, the conversion is going to come now. And we need $5 million. I said, Daddy, that's what we want to use them for. We want to use them, you understand, as a link to get to the corridor of power. We want somebody who is in the Aso Rock, who is working with government, who can link us with Buhari, so that we can come and pray for him when he's sick. And, you know, we strategize. So you need big fishes to expand the scope of your ministry. God is bringing an end to the ministry of Elijah. Amen. Men who want to enlarge themselves at the expense of God. Can God trust you? Can God rely on you for this last day's work? Are you ready to follow the order of God? Are you ready to follow the way of God? Are you ready to follow the way of hardship? He said, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He said, in season and out of the preach the word. When men have developed wings and they have stopped hearing, you develop hearing here. When you hear, glory to God. He said, do the work. That's where I started. It's not just the work of an evangelist. Do the work. If you are going to do the work, you must not have secret agenda. You must be a man who is totally submissive to God. You have submitted your will to do the will of God. You have made up your mind. You are saying to yourself, I choose the way of the Lord. The difference between the way we are doing things and the way God wanted it to be done. What is under attack today is the way. God is not concerned about what, but how. And who is doing what. He said, oh, he's a great man. He used to donate. And say, who is the man? Who? Who you are is more important to God than what you do. Who you are will determine the way you will do the things of God. So the real you, God, the new man inside of you, you understand, have to come up, come of age, so that you can serve God in the newness of life. Hallelujah. 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 He said, but work thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof. Hallelujah. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. Let's quickly read 2 Corinthians 5 so that we know how to pick it up as God will lead us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 10. Let's read from verse 9 now. 9. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he had done, whether it be good or bad. Come and say, every man. Come and say, every man. We will not stand as husband and wife. We will not stand as, you know, we know how to form chorus answer when we are in church. There are some songs some of us don't know. If they tell you to sing national anthem now, some of us have heard of it, we don't even know it. In the national assembly, those who say, somebody say, come, we are singing national anthem. No, deep. Every man will stand. You may live in a crowd, but you will face eternity alone. One day you will stand before God and give an account of all that you have done in the flesh. Look at the admonition of the scripture. Verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. Come on, say terror of the Lord. What we are familiar with, you know, is the love of God and the kindness of God. But there is the terror of God in the kindness of God. Romans 11 says, behold the severity and the kindness. Most times God is hard on us so that we can be a better person in life. We are the one that understands. He said, terror of the Lord will persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, And I trust also are made manifest. In other words, we are not trying to harass you. We are not trying to intimidate you. But we are warning you, knowing the terror of God. One thing that we must know as ministers is the terror of God. Don't take the terror of God for granted. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Who knows, maybe it was the day that Noah was shot in. Because I don't know how a man can build an ark when there's no water to float it. How do you push it into the water? Nothing to float the ark. Something gigantic, as big as that. You are doing something crazy. There are things that are crazy in the sight of the world that God is calling us to do in this season. But warning us ahead of time, we've got to be moved with fear. Listen to me. Those people say it is not yet time to build. You know what? They were building their paneled houses. He said when you begin to hear peace and safety, they are going to come. Sudden destruction. We are not living by what people are saying. Because these people say, where is the promise of his coming? They say, they want you to be unsettled. You too, that you know, that your mind is not stable. You are immature in your mind. You can now be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. God is saying to us, henceforth, be no more children. Because you have to understand this present truth and be established in this present truth. And what the devil is trying to do is to attack your being established in this present truth. So you are ever learning, but you are not established. There is nothing the devil is saying that we have to take from him any longer. Hallelujah. He cannot be my counselor. I have the Holy Spirit as my counselor. The devil cannot be my course advisor because we are having a different course. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, therefore, I persuade men. Verse 12. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in the heart. The word persuade men, therefore we warn. We warn. The Bible says Abraham was looking for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. What Noah built was not from his own self-generated idea. He followed the specification of heaven. There's the specification of heaven, the image of heaven that God wants to build into your life. That's where God is going to shut you in. So that with all the things that is happening all over the place, you understand, you remain unmoved. The moment you are shut in, it will only happen to those people who are dwelling on the heart, but they are not in Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me simplify it in closing. The internal life you are building, that is your spiritual capacity to endure the test and trial of this present age. Your safety is not in your money. Your safety is in your endurance capacity. And you want to learn endurance? Because Christ is the standard of heaven. It's not going to take any other standard. What we fall short is we fall short of the glory of that Christ. So God, what God wants is that is Christ. When prayer of life comes, you say, only Christ can do it. You are using your brain will scatter. Your brain cannot handle the present challenges.
I don't know if the devil has woken you up one day and asked you a question. Question you cannot answer. You better wait in your spirit and let your spirit answer. Because the answer you will want to give is not logical. And you know that devil will win. Do you want to hold on to your integrity and die? Look at this. Look at what is happening to you. He said, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Who is speaking? Is not Christ? Naturally, can you say that? You can't. It's beyond you. So we are building a form. God is building something in us, so that Christ might be formed in us. And when Zion is built, Zion shall appear in his glory. God may have to put so many things together, cut you into size, shape you, assemble you, put some things that have some. God wants Christ to be formed. So what will be left is just the Christ and Christ alone. That is the only one that can handle it. Father, we thank you. Father, we exalt you. Don't try to procrastinate. Don't try to say, I will do it another day. Because the Bible says it's coming. It's going to be like a thief in the night. Jesus gave us a parable of the foolish and the wise virgin. He said, in the midnight, there was a cry that the bridegroom had come. It will come at a time that we do not expect. Only those who have oil in their lamp, they are the ones. Both of them, they are falling asleep. That's why there's an awakening. God is using these messages to create an awakening. If there's no awakening, there cannot be an arising. God wants to sensitize us. Wake up from your sleep and your slumber. This is not the time to sleep. This is the time to build. This is the time to put more effort. This is the time for you to add to your faith virtue. This is the time for you to be diligent in building this eternal resource into your life. God said, when you have all of these things in you, God said, it keeps you dynamic, fresh, productive. You will not just be like an ornamental plant. You will not just be there not being productive. You are there being fruitful. Hallelujah. And he said, and glorious entrance shall be given unto you into his everlasting kingdom. Your problem is not the challenges in the world. Your problem is the Christ that should be in you that is not there. It's what you lack. Glory to God. And I pray that God will use this convention to supply what is lacking in our faith. That we will come to the place of full understanding of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. That irrespective of what is happening all around us, we will not become victim of situation and circumstances of life. We will truly reign in life through one man, Jesus. What makes other people to fall and to fail will not be the cause of my failure. In the mighty name of Jesus. On the day of his appearance, I will not cover my eyes with shame. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, perfect love cast away fear. He said, there's something that is clear to us, that when he shall appear, we surely be like him. For as he is, so we are. We have the internal features of Christ in our life. That's what we are building. That is the heart we are building. God, forewarn us. God has already forewarned us what will happen in these last days. You think things are going to get better? It's you that have to get better. Keep growing. Keep building up. Keep building up. You need internal fortification. Keep building up. We are here to build up in the spirit. Strength is internal, not external. That is the motivation that God wants us to have. That's what we call apostolic motivation. We're not talking about being a motivational speaker. You're going to get more money, get more money, get 20 million now. I'm going to buy my aircraft, I'm going to fly it. I'm going to fly it everywhere, all over Arizona. I'm going to fly it. I'm going to like something like that. I'm going to laugh. No. what manner of man ought you to be? If you are not building on things that are seen, your trust and confidence is not in things that are seen, this is a joyful day for you. You'll be looking for the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when He comes, all of those things that people have put their trust in will not be able to hold them. All of those things will be wasted. They'll be burnt with fire. There's nothing in it. He said, for we fix not our eyes on things that are seen, but things that are not seen. If God can get your attention like that, He can modulate your character. It can regulate your behavioral pattern. There's going to be attitudinal change. Your approach to life will be different. God checking it out and controlling things from the inside. He wants these laws of God to be written on the tablets of your heart so that you will no longer be taught to love the Lord. You have cause to love the Lord. When you love Him, you will fear Him. You will tremble at His word. Even when no one is there, you say like Joseph, he said, everything is committed to my hand. He said, except you, I'm not going to do a shit like that. And the man said, no, I'm going to pressurize you to do it. I'm going to implicate you. I don't care being implicated. I know God knows, even when no man knows. I love God so much. God is present in this place. Because when the devil wants to catch you, he will catch you where men are not present. What some people call fear of God today is fear of police. You know, there's a difference between fear of God and fear of police. There's somebody, he saw money inside of his cab in a country where every cab is registered and they're monitoring everything with CCTV. Then he went to give it to the police. Don't. Just, it's not Nigeria. In the next 48 hours, your identity and everything will be exposed. You understand? Most times you're going to see people like that after they have been given an award. They said, we don't know we can have people that are honest like this, that can do this, that can do this. You understand? You think I'm honest? He said, I've married 7 husbands. I've cheated on them and, you know, took away their property. Oh, come on, Fewa, you're not be network. You know what I mean? That man, Fewa be network. You do good when you feel like. Hello? I said, please, yes. I said, God says, don't come every time. Oh, come, bury me, lele, in you. You understand? You don't see that the command, following God after the inward path. But now, the fear of God make you to do everything you do. So that as you are in the dark, so you are in the light. That is the new humanity that God wants to use to replace all this wicked generation. God wants to start afresh with us. God wants to put an end to all flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Come on, say to yourself, it's time for me to build up. 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 Why? I need strength. I need strength. I've raised the standard for you. We live in an age whereby success and breakthrough in life demands for the sacrifice of our spiritual values. We need men who will say, there's a non-negotiable factor in my life. I'm not going to give in. God forbid that I give you my father's inheritance. God forbid. When you trade your soul for money, when you trade your soul for power, for position and possession, you have suffered the loss of your inheritance. The devil knows about the promise of the Father, the promise of everlasting life. And he wants you to just throw it away like that over the window. We need understanding these days. You must know the reason for your action. You are not standing your ground in vain. You are not standing for no reason. You know why you are doing what you are doing. Oh yeah, dada. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Me do better, Lord. Yeah. Oh yeah. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I choose the way.
He said, the foundation of the Lord started sure enough this year. God knows those who are his faith. He said, let those that name the name of the Lord depart. God knows those that are his own, that are one with him in heart, in mind, in purpose, that are sharing his perspective to life, that are sharing his way. They are the only ones that can share his throne with him. You must be like him to share the throne with him. Even though he wants to share everything with us, he wants you to be like him. And I said, thank God. Thank God. Only Noah knew, and thank God for the word of God, the divine document. So if God has spared just one person in the age of Noah, he will have come back and said, Brother Noah,
Asheyin legbon ju ori awa ti daru ni.
One of my sons used to sing a song. He said, on that day, when they saw the rain coming, he said, some of them now came to knock at the door. I said, Noah! Noah! Show money, money, and we don't believe you, yeah! He don't finish. Cannot retrieve it again. Matthew, Koke Kiri Song Kong Lano. Don't be profane like Esau. He cried and he wept for it with tears. I know on that day when the rain started, they would think it's a joke. Some of them will still find their way to. I said, but they couldn't get there. All of them. People even knew I want to do anything. They have shot him in. But it's a kokoro. Baba, it's a kokoro. I said, no. He said, Abura, you hear me? Mosari, go. You are a little to the kokoro. Hello. Noah, show me so far, mommy money, a mini deacon in the church. I said, you're a deacon. Oh, ni qualification. Oh, ni sanctification. Oh, ni consecration. Deacon without a heart. Heart bring you into the ark and not title. Lord, count me worthy. I choose. Make a commitment to God today. That's how to be on the safe side. Either you do it and things are not working, or you do it and things are working out. It doesn't matter. You have made up your mind. You will walk in the will of God. No matter what comes out of it. Don't try to tie result to it. If it is good, then I will know it is the will of God. Be on the safe side. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.